Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Catherine, this turkey tastes half as good as it looks. I think we're all in for a very big treat.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
The Christmas Yowl means that we have the sideline reporter for a very grody Christmas out there in the Western Burbs. And we can all say, hi, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm well, man. I'm well. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever you are celebrating today or not celebrating. I hope it's a happy day for everybody.
Yes. A good call there. So Mark is joining me on the guest hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. And the very grody Christmas, the one that Gene and Gary's, are you still staying in what used to be your room and is not your room, but is now your room again? Is that where you're
yes,
staying?
Yes, I am. I've been back in the burbs since yesterday. So, yes, we did our usual Christmas Eve mass and then went over to my cousin's, hung out there, talked a lot of Bears. You want to know the Bears conversation that's going on in the family?
I'd love to the grody family Bears discussion, of course.
There's two things that are going on. Number one, I did not know this about cousin Jimmy. I call him Yimmy because it's an ode to Yimmy Tedeschi, who you should look up that name. One of the great characters in all of cinema, Yimmy Tedeschi. And Yimmy, I did not know this about Jimmy. You know, we used to think it was politics that could tear families apart. I mean, it's still very sensitive, obviously, for a lot of families. Now it's, oh boy, I did not realize that my cousin Yimmy is a Justin Fields truther. He's a Justin Fields truther. So that means that he thinks Caleb Williams is a bust.
Okay.
So I did not know. Like, as the conversation, like, he's like, oh, what do you think about Caleb Williams? And I gave my, you know, like, hey, I said, it's been a bumpy year. It's been a rough year. You know, I still think he's really tall. All the raw skills are still there. A lot of things to work on. I still feel pretty good about him. And he's like, nah, he's not that good. And then I find out that he never wanted Justin Fields to be let go from the team. So I was like, oh, okay. I see where we're coming from. The other conversation that's been going on has actually, I was very impressed with my mom. Now, I disagree with what she said, but she did say that she thinks that if the Bears do win these last two games that it's everything kind of gets turned back around again into a positive direction. I disagreed with her, but she believes that if they win these two games, that, yeah, things are starting to turn around and you could feel good in the off season and that they are with direction again.
Yeah. Well, Bears fans have believed fairy tales in various ways for a while, so that's okay. Well,
How dare you, Grody, reduce my mom's opinion to a fairy tale? How dare you, sir?
They are. So let me share with you this. Adam Schefter on X tweeted this out. Former Seahawks Super Bowl winning head coach Pete Carroll has expressed interest in the Bears head coaching job and would like to return to the sideline next season, league sources tell ESPN.
Mm.
I was talking with Hub an hour ago, and he had lobbied for Bill Belichick. And we were, and he said that's the guy the Bears should have gone after. That was the guy they should have hired. And I brought up as a previous conversation with Mark Potash about the way the Bears have gone about it compared to way other teams, and sometimes you just have to get lucky. But the idea of, say, Andy Reid in Kansas City or Sean Payton, coaches who know how to be head coaches, and that's what that was Hub's point with Bill Belichick. Well, of the guys out there, this is not an offensive genius. This is the guy who decided not to give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, or at least he was covering up for his offensive coordinator when a bad call was made. But Pete Carroll suddenly wants to come here with all that head coachingness. What do you think? Are you surprised?
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, it doesn't, you know, until these guys are, you know, on their deathbed, it seems like they're always
they're always coaching.
I mean, right? I mean, like, I'm being serious. Like, it's like they're always available. They all want to come back. Even the guys that say they don't want to come back, and I'm talking about in all sports, but like Bruce Bochy, like easy retirement. Get glide into it. Go for it. Oh, somebody's calling me. Oh, I'll take that call. Yeah, absolutely. Or yeah, I'll express interest. So nobody really retires anymore permanently, it feels like. And of course, Pete Carroll. I will say this about Pete Carroll. Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously he had a really good run with Seattle. And when he first went to Seattle, he did have that power. He had, you know, the thing that I'm looking for in a head coach, you know, power and personality. And he had it all. He went in there and took a team that, and he cut like, you know, 19 or 20 guys on that team. I remember it. And like, just like, wow, this guy is just terrorizing this team. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, did they make the playoffs at like 7-9 one year and beat the Bears?
No, they lost. That was the one Bears playoff victory Jay Cutler had. He beat the worst playoff team in history.
My fault. I'm so used to just saying the Bears lost in the playoffs. That. Yes. Yeah, so there was that. So he really, like, in all seriousness, he did a great job of, you talk about rebuilding. It was an expert job of rebuilding. Now, this is a decade ago. So I'd have to know more about where he is philosophically, where he is mentally on the game, what happened towards the end in Seattle, what, you know, essentially what has he got left in the tank? Because you wouldn't want, if you're really considering him and talking about him, we don't want him to be too close. Like, it kind of smells a little bit like John Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like, yeah, I could use, now Fox was just kind of went one job to the next, but in Carroll's case, obviously, he will have been out for a little while or not having much power. I think, wasn't he with the organization for a while, even after he left the coaching job, I think? Didn't he get kicked upstairs, something like that? But I think that's the part that I'm sniffing right now that doesn't feel great, that like maybe he's just bored, wants to get in, wants to pad the bank statistics a little bit. But, you know, I mean, he's an exuberant, enthusiastic dude. So, I don't know. I guess I'm working through it with you here right now. I mean, I guess if I had to say yes or no, I'd probably say no. But it's not the worst idea in the world.
He's the guy who recommended to Matt Eberflus that he hire Shane Waldron.
But then there was also Pete Carroll talking critically about Shane Waldron.
Mm-hmm. And at the one Bears, point and, you're right, and the Bears not being able to read, which is a real hindrance in their job.
Right. So, yeah, no, there are definitely, when we put together the column of pluses and minuses, I mean, I think we've come up with probably more minuses at this point than pluses, but he is Pete Carroll, and he has been a very successful coach in this league for the most part. Well, the Jets wasn't, but his, you know, his time in college and then getting a second crack in the pros, he's been on the overall a very successful coach, but I don't know, something about it doesn't quite smell right at this point. I mean, it's like a past his prime coach, and it would feel very stopgap. And if Kevin Warren, as he said, that this is the most important decision this organization is going to make over the next 20 years or 30 years or whatever they're dreaming up, then Pete Carroll can't be the answer, right? I mean, just on age alone.
Well, I think there's a lot of bluster that comes out of Kevin Warren. Unfortunately, it matters because he's the president of the team and he's emasculated the GM. So it seems to be his decision. And you may be right if you're looking for, I don't know if he needed a guy to be here 10, 20 years. He needed a guy to set a course for the next 10 or 20 years. And that's where you begin to talk yourself into Pete Carroll. If you're just joining us on this Christmas morning, Adam Schefter tweeted out on X that Pete Carroll is interested in the Bears. He's expressed interest in the Bears head coaching job, which is not a surprise. And like you said, Mark, you're thinking of John Fox, like, oh, he's just looking to find a place to retire. You know, a lot like Lou Piniella. Hey, wouldn't it be great to be in Chicago? That'd be great.
Hey, go Cubs win. Hey.
Yes.
Well, you know what's funny about that comp is, just like the Cubs, I don't know if anybody that comes to the Bears organization in a position of authority, no matter what the position is, from GM to coach to offensive coordinator, certainly, I don't think they ever know what they're getting into in this town. And I think that was the same case as Lou Piniella, if we want to really draw that parallel. I don't know that Lou came in retirement mode necessarily, but he, because he still had the fire and the fastball. We remember him.
Oh yeah,
getting. I mean, like he.
What kind of baseball do you play?
Exactly. You saw the damn game. I mean, so.
Yeah.
And so I mean, like he Lou still had a little bit of that fastball for sure.
So what are they getting into? You talked about it. I think you make an excellent point. They don't know what they're getting into here because House Hall seems to be just such the way the stupid gas pumps up and turns people into something they weren't when they walked in the door. What would Pete Carroll be getting into that he doesn't know?
Well, I think I'll correct one thing. One of the problems is who were they before they walked in the door with the Bears, in the Bears case? Who the hell is Shane Waldron?
Yeah.
Who's Matt Nagy? Matt Eberflus? Who's that guy? You know, nobody knew who Matt Eberflus was. I mean, like, so typically, so I guess I guess we can put a plus in the corner for Pete Carroll to say that he definitely has at least comes with some cachet. I mean, but then again, so did John Fox. So answering your question, what are they getting into when they come into the building? I think that's part of it. Like, there's so many no-name guys. There's so many guys that probably shouldn't have been the first choice. Like, if you just go through all the Bears head coaches and coordinators, none of them probably should have been, in a lot of cases, should have been the first choice, except for Dave Wannstedt. And obviously, Lovie Smith had a successful 9 years with the Bears. But I think that, you know, look, it starts at the top. It starts with ownership and the way they run their business and maybe the limitations that exist, or they want things done a certain way. But I don't know. I think there's also a certain unexplainable part of it, as you could tell from the answer that I'm attempting to give, that there's some, honestly, man, like there's some part of when these guys go to the Bears there, and it happens with players too, that they, for whatever reason, and it's probably just random, honestly, they just aren't what we thought they were and then they go out with their tails between their legs, and sometimes they get other jobs, and sometimes they don't.
Mark Grody is my guest. We're talking Bears football here. Adam Schefter tweeted out on X that former Seahawks coach, Super Bowl-winning Seahawks coach, Pete Carroll, has expressed interest in the Bears job, according to league sources. So if you've been around this organization now, Kevin Warren has led it and neutered Ryan Poles, and there seems to be a whole alphaness going on. Do you think Kevin Warren would approve somebody who's got better credentials walking in the building than he has? Pete Carroll has two Super Bowl appearances. He's got one victory. He's one of only four coaches to win a national championship and a Super Bowl. I mean, that's the kind of cred that, in my world, is a bigger headline than whatever Kevin Warren has. And I don't know if that could be allowed. Do you sense that's just an outsider's view, or is that an actual Hallis Hall hallway kind of feeling?
Well, that's the thing. It will. Now, the McCaskies did something unprecedented this year in allowing Kevin Warren or Ryan Poles or whoever really wanted to pull the trigger. They allowed them to fire a coach in season. So I will use that as optimism that they would allow Kevin Warren that autonomy and allow for power and personality. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, so obviously it sounds like these two, Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles, are going to conspire to, you know, get together and work on finding who the next head coach is. But what about at the top? Like when they present somebody who has personality and power to George McCaskey, is he going to be like, I don't know about that. I'm not sure we want to deal with all that in the building, or have things actually changed? We're going to find out, because that has been a huge systematic issue with the Bears, that their coach always feels like he doesn't have his own will on the team. And that's another thing. It's hard to explain, but, you know, I've gone through this a million times over the last 5 years, that when you look at every single coach since Mike Ditka, none of them seem to have that gravitas. Now, Dave Wansett had some of it, and he did have it because he was the hotshot defensive coordinator coming from Dallas, and he did have some personnel power, but ultimately that did not work out. You know, and you bring in all these nice guys like Dick Geron and Lovie Smith and Mark Trestman and Matt Nagy, and, well, I don't know about John Fox, and Matt Eberflus and Thomas Brown. So it really is, you know, when it comes down to it, will they allow for somebody with power and personality? And if he does have allowed to have power, what does that mean for Ryan Poles? So, yeah, I mean, this is what I'm sitting here thinking about it all, is I've got, I don't know, my arms folded. I'm like, okay, are you going to allow for this? Are you going to allow somebody to come in here and have their own personality and have their own power and have their own will and get things right? Because the hiring practices have just been bad too many times at the top of the organization.
I think Pete Carroll kind of threads the needle of having the cred and the personality of being Pete Carroll. He won a Super Bowl with a guy on a rookie a quarterback on a rookie contract, which is vital now because you can build up everything else. So Russell Wilson was on a rookie contract when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. And I think he comes in with those Super Bowl appearances, that Super Bowl ring, a national championship, and a Hall of Fame resume.
Yeah.
But not Mike Ditka or Rex Ryan. He's not coming in with that kind of really staid, you know, scenery chewing kind of personality. I'm here. Not even Dan Campbell, right? There's a different way about Pete Carroll. There's much more, I don't know if he's a velvet stiletto kind of thing. This guy,
yeah.
More than the sledgehammer that Dan Campbell is or Mike Ditka was or Rex Ryan was, if you're going to compare personalities.
Yeah, I don't even know if I need a sledgehammer, because I don't know that works nowadays. But then again, you know, one of the key things that I got out of, like, low-key thing that I got from Ryan Poles out of the Ryan Poles Kevin Warren presser is the part where he talks about now knowing better what his team needs in terms of a head coach, that he's learned things. Now, he wasn't specific about it, but I can take a guess from being in that locker room every day, and I think the outside world can guess as well, that you had a bunch of guys who were very upset with the organization, and the, well, not, I shouldn't be too dramatic. They were not happy with the way they were being coached. Let's be honest about it. And so that, and everybody, I know everybody likes to make a big deal. Oh, these guys are talking too much, which, by the way, we need to stop doing that as a media. Like, oh God, these guys need to shut up and stop doing podcasts and coming on the radio. No, I mean,
no, we need that.
Well, these guys are great, man. These guys are great to talk to, and they're pretty transparent. And now we're sucking the life out of them. I mean, it's like, man, you tell these guys to stop talking, and now they just become regular robots spitting out cliches like the rest of the NFL. But I think that this locker room is telling you that, you know, to oversimplify it, they do want to be coached, and they want to be coached by somebody competent, because there's a lot of guys that are in that locker room at this point that just want to win. You know what I mean? Like you use, like, as a microcosm, you use DJ Moore and Keenan Allen in that locker room. DJ Moore got paid. He's been on suck teams his whole life. So he wants to win. Keenan Allen came here. Now, I know that some of that was because he didn't like the way he's being treated with the Chargers, but he came here, and he's at that point too where it's like, yeah, man, if I'm going to be here, I want to win. And so those are just two guys right there. But there's a lot of guys in that locker room that are like that, and they want to win, and they want to be coached, and they want to be coached correctly, and they want competence, and they don't need nice. That's the thing. Like, they don't need Shane Waldron tiptoeing around Caleb Williams. They don't need Matt Eberflus telling them that everything is okay, even though the sky is actually falling. They don't need that. It was almost like they were talked down to, it felt like, by these coaches, and just shaking their head. So this is a locker room of men that want to be treated as such, and want to be treated as guys that want to go out there and just ball and win, and no need to tiptoe. So it's an interesting situation. Interesting situation.
I think what Vrabel, Mike Vrabel, among the names we've heard, and now Pete Carroll, according to Adam Schefter, if you're just joining us, Pete Carroll has expressed interest in coaching, in the Bears coaching job that will be open, that what they bring is an ability to run the program, but the credibility to go with that. And the credibility, you're talking about coaching guys hard, coaching guys effectively, being demanding. Nope, run it again. We're going to run this till we get it right. That kind of mentality. We heard the players say that. But also, coach them to be responsible for themselves, because frankly, the way they prepared for games is awful. Whether it's the coach or themselves, these players aren't prepared. As I said before, they're not prepared to watch football games, much less play them. And I think what Vrabel would bring, and Pete Carroll would bring, and a texter brings up Mike Shanahan. He's younger than Carroll. Mike Shanahan, if he wants to get back in the game, there's a local guy who can come back to the Bears, and George and Ryan Poles love their history and love their local guys. That, I think, is what they're talking about. They want to be coached by professionals.
Yeah, I think that there's something to that. And honestly, I wouldn't be mad if they were, like, I you know, we've put together the negatives and the positives on Pete Carroll, and I'm not going to let, you know, John Fox ruin it for me in terms of, I mean, they don't hire coaches with actual head coaching experience.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
No, they in my lifetime, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you, because I know Neil Armstrong. Like, that's where my sports consciousness with the Bears goes back to, is Neil Armstrong, who preceded Mike Ditka. He didn't have experience as a head coach, did he, Stevie Sunshine? That was a first-timer, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then, you know, even Mike Ditka himself. But
no, he wrote a letter to Papa Bear and said, I want to coach your team. Remember when I did great tight end things?
Yeah, and I'm not like saying it's a requirement. Like, if they like Ben Johnson, obviously, is a hot candidate, and I think that that's, you know, the Bears going after the hottest candidate is not something that I mean, when's the last time we saw that? I mean, people, I heard somebody say
your
Matt
guy, Wani. That was the last time they did that.
That was it. Matt Nagy was not the hot coaching candidate.
Not after what he did the game before the interview.
I know. He got to call a game for in Kansas City. He wasn't. He seemed like he was ready because Matt Nagy is a great personality. I don't think I root for Matt Nagy. Like, he's a really good dude, and he can't. He obviously had a terrific first season with the Bears, but he was not even close to the hot. Nobody knew who Matt Nagy was. But then once we found, he's with Andy Reid, and Andy Reid loves him, and, he's got to have that magic. So we all sort of sold ourselves on him as, this is great. This guy's going to have it. But that guy hasn't existed. Now, in other words, it doesn't have to be somebody with experience. I just think it's wild that John Fox is the only one that I could think of since Neil Armstrong, or I don't even know who is the coach prior to Neil Armstrong.
George Halas. He had to hire himself.
So it's wild to think that, and it's not a mistake. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of their system and systematic, and maybe they'll get lucky this time around and hire a first-time head coach who will work out, but it's almost like they haven't thought it through thoroughly, and they haven't checked all the boxes, and they leave boxes out. You know what I mean? Like I don't know, like when they're talking to Ernie Accorsi or any of these advisors that they had, Ernie goes, tell me that, like you're hunting for a house. What are things that you have to have? What are things that you don't want? And I feel like they eliminate more things than, we can't have somebody with a gruff personality. We can't have somebody that swears in the building. You know, we can't have all that kind of stuff. So I feel like they eliminate too many things. And how about for once that this is actually the search where they are going worldwide and they will uncover every stone and they will actually find the best person as opposed to the person that they think is best for the Bears and for the organization and not best for the players. How about that? How about somebody who is good for the players as opposed for the organization and looks good going to Halas Hall and getting up in front of people and speaking?
Okay, well, that would be a novel approach. I'm not holding my breath that that's the way it's going
to
go. But
get me all riled up on Christmas Day. How dare you? I've got all these things to do. I got to go fix my dad's shower curtain. My mom's got things she needs me to do, and I'm all riled up now, Steve.
What did you get for Christmas? What was your present?
So last night I did receive a wonderful Target gift card, because who the hell doesn't need a Target gift card in their wallet at all times?
Mm-hmm.
So that was unbelievable. I received that. I got a wonderful, sick shirt as well last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see today. Now, they're presents. The rest of the family does not arrive here in Itasca until about 3 o'clock. So there will be more presents to be open, and I will present to my brothers and my nieces and nephews. But today is we do it a little later than most people. So a little, 3-4 o'clock, I'll give you a call and, I'll patch you in. I'll patch you into the Christmas. And,
yes, always everybody. Let's just zoom the whole Grody family.
I will. We'll just zoom the whole thing, and we're going to have, you'll love it, man. We're having a nice big piece of beef for dinner. So I think, it's cured and it's, marinated and all the things that you do to it.
Yep. All right. Well, get to that shower curtain. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Let's go. Come on.
You.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Mark Alv. Mark Grody. Shower curtain. All right. We ran late because we needed to. And we're talking Bears coaches. Pete Carroll, according to Adam Schefter, has expressed an interest in that. Okay. There you go. Another name. The one who recommended Shane Waldron to the Bears. Take a break. We come back. There's a guy, Ben Johnson, is the hottest coaching name tied to the Bears. And there's somebody who thinks he'd be the wrong coach for that quarterback. Come back with that next. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
First of all, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho?
Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I hope you're having a great holiday.
Yeah, I am. Groovy.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Welcome in, welcome back. Christmas suckage, some have said. Steve Rosenblum here with you. I'll be here till 11:30. We'll take you up to the beginning of our broadcast of our NFL doubleheader, and you won't have buffering issues with the Score and the Odyssey app. We'll be right here for both games, the NFL doubleheader, no buffering issues. We're right here for you. So we'll get back to Pete Carroll. If you hadn't heard the news, Adam Schefter tweeted out Pete Carroll's expressed an interest in the Bears job, and there's a head coach with a Super Bowl ring and another Super Bowl appearance and a national championship, and he won a Super Bowl with a quarterback on a rookie contract, all of which sort of looks familiar. That rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, I'll talk about Pete Carroll. We'll get back to him later. But right now, that rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, is said to be the most attractive part of this head coaching job. Of all the things a head coach would want, you've got that young quarterback. He's on a rookie contract, and that's number 1-1. That's first overall draft pick, and look at all the talent. And that would make Ben Johnson very happy, one would think. Ben Johnson's the biggest name. However, Dan Orlovsky, man who knows, who's played quarterback and certainly analyzed a lot of football, he was on This Is Football with Kevin Clark. This Is Football is produced by the Manning, by Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions. And he went on to say pretty much, Ben Johnson would be the wrong coach for the guy quarterbacking the Bears right now.
I think number one, what's Caleb Williams' biggest issue? It was in college, it was in the NFL, is he just doesn't play that quickly with completions. He is wildly talented 100%. And so you would have to make sure that whether it's the head coach that you hire or the person that he brings offensive system-wise, you have to have a play caller and an offensive scheme that bakes in easy completions for that guy. We see it with Andy Reid and Matt Nagy. Shoot, we see it with we don't see it a ton with Ben Johnson. That's the interesting thing. Like we don't. They are not like an now they create easy completions with their scheme, but not. But that's because when I say easy completions, I'm talking. Hey, we're calling this and throwing it. We're seeing it with Sean Payton and Bo Nix, and so I think that you have to make sure that you get that built into his game early on in his second year, so he starts to get a little bit more comfortable, and you ratchet that stuff up more. We've seen it with Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden more and more. I think that's got to be a paramount thing, just to minimize what has been still a little bit of a growing pain flaw of his. And then you have to maximize the creativity of the playmaking. And that's the challenge, because you don't want to constantly push that on him. You just also don't want to take it away. So I think finding baked in completions for him, where it's you're almost doing the thinking of it for him, is paramount.
Is that, you mentioned the Ben Johnson thing, is that the ideal? I mean, you mentioned that he doesn't have those kind of baked in completions, but would you still have him as your first choice if you're Kevin Warren, or would you go somewhere else because of the quarterback Caleb Williams is?
I think I would very much so entertain others if I was Kevin Warren. My reason is this. If you just have watched the emergence of Ben Johnson as a play caller with Jared Goff, I can very clear you one of the reasons why it's worked so well, very clearly tell you, is Jared plays on time so well. Jared is a rhythm passer. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, throw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, throw. Ball fake, come out, hitch and throw. And so there's a rhythm into that play calling and pass game. That's not necessarily Caleb's strong point. It's not. And so now, can he get there? Of course, any player can get there, but you'd have to be very confident after you dive in and you spend time with him and all that, that you think he would be able to operate that system that, again, is built on listening to your feet and when they tell you to throw. That's why I would be a little bit more weary of, while that player is unbelievably talented and that coach is unbelievably creative, together, is that the perfect marriage? Yeah. And I don't know if I'm there yet.
That's Dan Orlovsky. He was on This Is Football with Kevin Clark, part of the Peyton Manning Omaha Productions. Now, here's the thing. Caleb Williams doesn't throw on time. At least he hasn't. We haven't seen it. And he's not accurate. He's less accurate now than he was in college. And one of the things that was attractive about him was his accuracy. He certainly protected the ball. No interceptions in the last 9 games, all losses. That's an NFL record. There you go. George McCaskey, there's history. Stick that in your lucky sperm museum. But to think that Ben Johnson couldn't work with what Caleb Williams does well and avoid what he doesn't do well is to limit Ben Johnson. If all he can do is coach a guy who's throws on time, you better not hire Ben Johnson. I think the guy's more talented than that. That will be left for the Bears to decide and for Ben Johnson to sell himself if he wants as the next Bears head coach. Speaking of which, somebody who reportedly wants to be considered for the Bears head coaching job is a guy with a Super Bowl ring. He's a guy who recommended the Bears offensive coordinator, and the Bears didn't do their homework. We'll bring you the homework they missed from Pete Carroll. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Is that from A Christmas Story?
No.
So, Tyler Farrengo, let me explain to you. The mom in A Christmas Story played Susanna Hanrahan in Slapshot. We call that range. You have no idea what I'm talking about. You've never seen Slapshot. Susanna Hanrahan, she owns that scene.
I've never seen Slapshot, but I know that it is one of your all-time favorite movies.
Uh-huh. And that scene is... That's an eye-opener, the whole Hanrahan thing. Hey, Hanrahan, you're at, well, anyways, you have to watch it. What a wonderful family movie. Okay. The news would be, Adam Schefter on X reported that Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl in Seattle, has expressed an interest in the Bears coaching job. Now, you might have heard Pete Carroll's name come up from Matt Eberflus, the fired Bears coach, when Matt Eberflus hired Shane Waldron, who is a former offensive coordinator for Pete Carroll. And here's what Matt Eberflus said that Pete Carroll said about Shane Waldron.
I had a real long conversation with Pete, you know, when that whole thing went down and we were in the interview process, and he just gleaned about Shane and talked about him at length about his ability to adapt and adjust and what he did with the quarterbacks that were there in Seattle. So I was very comfortable moving forward with Shane in that, and it's really about his track record, right? You know, so when you have a current head coach or his head coach that was with him say those words about him and talk to me at length about it, and then me watch the tape, and then what he actually did with all those quarterbacks, to me, that's proof.
You may not be surprised to find out that the Bears would have been suckered by that, or you may not have been surprised to find out that the Bears failed to do their homework. Because 6 months earlier or less, in what was left of the Carroll regime in Seattle, Pete Carroll had some things to say about the same offensive coordinator, the same Shane Waldron. Here are those comments.
We're looking really hard at we have to maximize our people, and we've got to make sure that we're putting them in the best positions for them to contribute so that we can make our momentum felt earlier in the game. I want to make sure that we're maximizing the personalities, you know, and make sure that we're using our guys as well as we can use them. And that's a focus for us.
What does that mean, maximizing your guys, and how do you feel like you're going to put that
long on? Make sure that we're choosing the best routes for the guys that we have unique talents, and we got to make sure that we're maximizing that. I feel like we're not. I feel like we're not seeing stuff. You saw the playmaking of Jackson again last night, you know, and he continues to show stuff that separates him from others, and we just need to give him more chances. We've got guys, you know, in different areas of our game that can do stuff, I think, better. Our tight ends could be used better than we've used them in the last couple of weeks, and so we need to get that going again. And we have some real positives. We just got to make them come to life.
That's Pete Carroll when he was coach of the Seattle Seahawks talking about that's to understand to the context of this. Pete Carroll doesn't come out and throw his coaches on his assistants under a bus. That was essentially doing that to Shane Waldron, because that's the way Pete Carroll operates. So it made news. It was different for Pete Carroll to come out and talk about his offensive coordinator failing to put players in the best position to succeed, if that sounds familiar, Bears fans and Bears players. And that was something that was easily obtainable. I read the written reports of that on Saturday Suckage several times before the tape emerged. If it was available to me, it should have been available to the Bears. They didn't do their homework when they hired Shane Waldron, and that's all part of the ripple effect of the way they fail when hiring coaches, assistant coaches, especially Eberflus. It's like every assistant coach has got a target on, is got to be fired for some reason, whatever it is. But Pete Carroll came out. That was the guy who just expressed an interest in coaching the Bears. But that was the harshest criticism he'd given of an assistant coach, and the Bears missed it. They bought the other stuff. They bought the other, wow, what a wonderful coach he was, how great he was with the quarterbacks, and look at all that. All right. So in light of the idea of Pete Carroll wanting to come here and coach the Bears, Mike Vrabel's name is mentioned, guys who are professional coaches, professional head coaches. Not looking to absolve the players of any blame. In fact, I kind of want to pound them. They've been exposed. Take a break. When we come back, I'll do that. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Happy holidays. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.